Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm at the point as the day went on yesterday that I really, really want the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. I mean, I just think it's absolutely perfect. And one of these teams finally caught a break when it came from who was available when they fired a coach.
I was thinking when he did come available, would the Jets reconsider their thought about Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, but if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm not going to the Jets.
No, I mean,
this is the part of it, though. So, like, you know, you're not. And Todd McShay said it yesterday, too. So there's not a single player in the draft that wants to be a New York Jet. Now, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but when it comes to the head coaches, I keep saying this, that Aaron Glenn was the only guy who would rather coach the Jets than anybody else. I firmly believe that anybody else out there that was a candidate that had offers from two different teams, and the Jets were one of them, they were taking the other team. Yeah. So that's another reason why Aaron Glenn has to stay here. But if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I'm the New York Giants, I make sure that this thing happens. And I think that Jackson Dart would be an amazing. We just think the Browns are always terrible. Like, and they have been.
Just watching their owner yesterday talk.
Yeah, it's a disaster. Like, and, like, but the fact that this guy was able to do what he did, you know, have three playoff games while he was there, win one of them, two coach of the years. I mean, just the fact that, you know, all the quarterbacks that he had to go through. And I know that he probably had some input on some of it. But he basically, you know, Jimmy Haslam.
I think he lost out on some of that input.
Yeah, and Jimmy Haslam, too. I don't know if he was just taking all the slings and arrows yesterday or really was true. Made it seem like he was the only driving force behind the Deshaun Watson thing. He made it sound like that. But Stefanski, to me, is just it's the perfect guy at the right time for this organization. We always yell and scream about guys with a head coaching experience. He's been through the blender of the NFL in one of the worst organizations in sports. If he comes here with Jackson Dart, I mean, that's exactly the guy that we're talking about. When we said, who is the Vrabel of this class?
You would think it would be Kevin Stefanski.
That's the closest thing that we have to it. Now, Kevin Stefanski wasn't a player, didn't win championships with the Giants like Vrabel did with the Patriots, but that's the closest thing that we have. And we don't have the Ben Johnson comp. We don't have that this year.
I wonder if Kevin Stefanski and Jonathan Gannon, I'm sure they know each other. I don't know if they've ever worked together before. But if you had Kevin Stefanski here as your head coach and Jonathan Gannon as your defensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be great, and obviously...
Because Jonathan was really good in Philadelphia, and he was replaced by Vic Fangio. I think it was Vic Fangio who replaced him in Philadelphia after he left to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
I think it was him. I don't know if there was somebody in between him leaving and Vic Fangio taking over, because remember Howie Roseman brought in both Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I think there was somebody in between, because remember, so they end up, they have that great year... And they lose the Super Bowl. Then they lose both their coordinators. Then they came back and had a crappy year. And then Sirianni was on the hot seat. And then they fired the coordinators, brought in Moore and Fangio, and then went on. So who were the people in between? I don't remember. But remember, it was Steichen and Gannon left at the same time, right?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. When I watch these owners sit up there with the GMs who end up staying, but the coach ends up going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the coach has just got to be like, you know, look at these two idiots.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I mean, they'll never say that.
But, I mean, there's a lot of that goes on. I mean, you pointed out yesterday that, you know, we always make the comparison with the Bears and the Patriots, and that's what the Giant fans should be doing with their own organization. In both those places, they kept their GMs.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that, you know, I told you the Bengals were not firing Zach Taylor.
Right, yep.
And they're running it back. And, you know, Mike Brown... The owner out there and Katie Blackburn, his daughter, do not get pressured into by fans. They just don't. They that's all they own. They only own the football team. They've done it this way for their entire. It's kind of like the, you know, what the Steelers do. You know, they just do not bow to fan pressure, no matter what that fan pressure is, no matter whether it's 75% of the fans that want the coach fired. Or the GM fired. They have the smallest front office staff in the NFL. I've always told you that. And unfortunately for them, the biggest problem is keeping Joe Burrow on the field. When he's on the field, they're a really good team. When he's off the field, they don't really have a backup to speak of. And maybe they'll re-sign Joe Flacco as their backup, and he hangs there another couple years. And, you know, maybe has to play three or four games a year for them. But, you know, they were not going to move off of. That's just not who they are. They're more Steeler-esque than anything.
Yeah, I mean, when that offense is rolling and they're healthy, they're one of the best offenses to watch. And Zach Taylor, of course, has to be a part of that. It can't just be Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase who get the credit. I mean, the head coach who's calling the plays has a lot to do with that as well.
So now, Kevin Stefanski, 45-56 in six seasons as the Browns head coach. 8-26 in the last 2 years, 37-30 in the first four seasons with the Browns. And that's essentially with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Right? So he led the team to their first playoff win in 1994.
Whoa.
Since 1994. In 2020, that was the first year he was with the team.
And he had COVID. He wasn't even on the sideline when they won.
Second head coach in Browns history with multiple seasons with 11 or more wins. The only other coach that did that in Browns history is the guy that they named the team after.
Yeah.
Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Longest tenured Browns head coach, six seasons since Dan Ritigliano. I was old enough to actually play in a game against Dan Ritigliano back in 1984.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
They were eliminated from playoff contention following a week 14 loss to Tennessee. 5-12 this season despite allowing only 277 yards per game, second fewest in the NFL. I mean, he's got three playoff appearances since returning to the NFL in 1999. Let me see, two playoff appearances under head coach Kevin Stefanski out of those three.
Yeah. I mean, and he is, of course, was working for horrible ownership out there, found a way to have some success. Now, the question is, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you look at the openings, and assuming most teams are going to want to talk to him, let's just assume for a minute that
there are a number of teams that are reportedly already reached out to set up interviews.
So if you're Kevin Stefanski, you're looking at all the situations, and this is why we both were talking about how attractive this Giant job is going to be. I mean, I look at the job openings, and unless he is opposed to being in New York or doesn't like it here or thinks that the media is going to crush him or something and would rather be in a place like Nashville, the Giants job's the best job. It just is. And I think Joe Shane's made a lot of mistakes, but one thing is true. You know, they do have a lot of potential with what is there right now. And some of the cap space, some of the picks that they have, all of those things. You know, we forget how many injuries they had on that offense, guys that they'll be getting back next year. You know, the defense, of course, has been overrated, and we'll see what that looks like. But still, I mean, there is a foundation, not as strong as I think the Giants think there is, but that's the best job available.
You got to remember, so Kevin Stefanski grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, and he went to the University of Pennsylvania. So, you know, he's a Northeast guy.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on here. He knows what, you know, the fans are like around here. You know, he was obviously, I'm assuming he was a Philadelphia Eagle fan growing up.
Yeah, right. But he may be like, hey, he spent most of his entire coaching career before going to Cleveland in Minnesota. So he might be like, wow, you know, I'd rather be in a market where they're, you know, they cheer me as opposed to want me on a spit every 2 seconds. I'm not sure.
But when he was with the Vikings, did you like him?
Oh, I loved him. I wanted him to be the head coach. I didn't want him to go. I mean, I was hoping at some point before Kevin O'Connell came that if he ended up, you know, losing his job with the Browns, that maybe he would come back because I liked him that much. But yeah, I loved the guy. And really thought he was going to have a lot of success wherever he went. And, you know, unfortunately, it's the Browns. But so I'm just, the reason I don't think that he's going to be adverse to coming to New York because of those reasons, I'm just trying to find, like, what would be the reason that he would turn the Giants job down? I couldn't tell you over these other jobs. I don't know what that would be.
It all comes down maybe to contract length and the amount of money he would be paid. Yeah, you know, that could be, you know, you just never know. But you see the teams. Cardinals, Raiders, Browns, Falcons, Giants, Titans.
I mean,
it's always the same teams, it feels like.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, these are bad football
teams.
They
cannot get out of their own ways.
I mean, you want to tell me that maybe Atlanta could be a little bit attractive for someone like Stefanski, but, you know, their quarterback situation, you know, Penix, if I'm looking at the Penix and Dart, I'm going Jackson Dart 10 times out of 10. With the injury history there, I know that everybody's worried about Jackson Dart being hurt all the time. But the injury history with Penix, I mean, I would take that Giants job. And you know, I've been down on the Giants forever. But out of those teams and those franchises and all of that,
The Falcons do have some really top end players, though. There's no question about that. And you know, they were 8-9, so they have the best record of the teams that you know, fired their head coaches. Their quarterback situation is a little bit fluid. I would think that Michael Penix will be back at some point early next year. And the question is whether or not they decide to keep Kirk Cousins. Now, I don't think his contract is guaranteed for the upcoming season, but there is some decision-making that they have to make here in the offseason as to whether or not they keep him.
Well, another thing that I always worry about when you've got a general manager that's staying and a head coach that's going is, you know, will Joe Shane be willing to give a full endorsement to a guy who's been a head coach before as opposed to someone who's, you know, Joe Shane's hiring a coordinator saying, you're my guy, I believed in you, that type of thing. I'm going to hitch my wagons to this guy so I have control in the building, as opposed to the guy that's going to come in here and say, well, these are the things that I want to do because I've done it before. So that's just something that I really hope Joe Shane doesn't push for someone that he feels like he's going to be the alpha in the building as opposed to someone who's done it before.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Looking at some of the contracts yesterday for some of the guys that are out there, like Kyler Murray. So he signed a $230.5 million contract in 2022. So if the Cardinals decide to move on from Kyler Murray, if they cut him, it'd be a $52 million cap charge. If they trade him, it's a $16 million cap charge to the Cardinals, and the cap savings for the Cardinals, if they cut him, would only be $1 million. If they trade him, it would be $37 million. Now, his base salary next year, $22.8 million. In 2027, $19.5 million. And in 2028, $34 million. And there is a club option for that 2028. So he could be a free agent in 20. It could be a two-year window where he could come and play quarterback for you if okay. you wanted to trade for him. So meaning that the Jets... That could be a guy that they could target if they don't get the right guy in the draft, or maybe Dante Moore decides to go back to Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, you could do worse, you could do better.
I could see that. I mean, at least you'd have some excitement.
I suppose.
And I would also think that a guy, whether it be Kyler Murray or whatever guy they bring in that's going to be the eventual stopgap here, would be excited about coming and being, you know, able to start and, you know, at least be out there with a reasonably good offensive line. Garrett Wilson, one of the top wide receivers in the NFL, a top end running back, two running backs for that matter. And I would think that, you know, the tight end situation is not bad for the Jets. I think it's a plug and play situation for a guy like Kyler Murray. They got to fix the defense, the Jets.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's every aspect of that roster outside of the offensive line, which was stayed intact.
Yeah, but I can look at the line and I could say, okay, we can run the ball. We can actually throw the ball down the field with Garrett Wilson. They can pick up another wide receiver. They did trade for two wide receivers that are going to make the team most likely. You know, Mechie 3 and you know, Adonai Mitchell. I think they're both going to make the team next year. They're quality professional football players. And maybe they draft another high-end wide receiver to have two and then add one of these, you know, middling kind of quarterbacks like a Kyler Murray, you might have something there.
Well, I mean, it'll be better than what they have now. And what are you doing with Breece Hall would be the other big question.
No, you're going to sign him to a contract, I would think.
You think?
I would think.
They could franchise him, too.
Yeah. It could try to do exactly what the Giants did with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, it didn't work out great for them in the
initially
end.
Initially it didn't, but at the end, they ended up losing him and only got a compensatory pick, I believe, back.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.